Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey gang, how's it going? Kevin Goatee here, gutting the sacred cow. Guess what? Brand new episode this week with a film that is brand spanking new, hot off the press. Crystal Storm joins us to take on the Batman. That's right, she hates the Robert Pattinson emo Batman because she says it emo sucks. Before we get to it, want to thank every one of you for giving us an hour of your week every week and telling a friend about how awesome we are. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. guttingthesacredcow@gmail.com. Of course, to advertise with us, check us out in the Joke Community Comedy Club on the Metaverse. And when you're done watching Tara Patrick in 1998, you know, the good old days, come back and check us out on the Metaverse. Without any further ado, here's Crystal Storm going after the Batman.
Gather round, here's what I know. It's just that this cow has got to go. I know some people kinda like it, yeah, it's trending right now.
Yeah,
that doesn't matter, cause we're gutting the sacred cow.
What I want out of each and every one of you is a hard target search of every gas station, residence, warehouse, farmhouse, henhouse, outhouse, and doghouse in that area. Kevin Israel, name that film.
A Fugitive?
Oh, he got one. Yay!
Yeah! I just saw that movie like 2 weeks ago.
I rewatched it yesterday.
And you know what? That's a remote check. Man, that movie, any point you get that movie, it's fucking good.
It's good.
Nah, I
liked it. Don't get me wrong, but I don't know if it's an automatic pass on the remote test for me. I liked it. I'm not like, because it does drag a bit in the end. It does drag a bit. But anyway, enough horse shit. Kevin Goatee, Kevin Israel, here we go again. And it's another comic book film and another film that as we tape this is the second film we've done in the franchise in 3 weeks. And that is The Batman, with our guest today, Crystal Storm. Crystal, how are you? Welcome to the program.
Fantastic. Super excited to be here. What's up, you guys?
Well, you better be, because you came highly recommended, so don't shit the bed. That's what we say.
Listen, I took a shit, so I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
I have a question. Yeah. And sure. KG, I apologize if this is something you prepared to already say. Is this, and I said this on Twitter today, is this our most recently released gutting?
Without a question in the world, it is.
Yeah. It's done, Crystal. Well,
let's
done.
Go.
We've never had anything remotely close to as. I think we.
It
had,
might still be in theaters.
No, it's not. I looked. When you
nowhere,
said that,
even no. Like even like side street back alley theaters.
I mean, listen. I looked at my theaters in my immediate search. I didn't look to see if Box Office Mojo had it like in 9 theaters at the dollar theater, because I just assumed that once it went on to HBO, they yanked it because they figure, why are people going to go see this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Batman. And this is the first time I've not had to do this, Kevin Israel. A 2022 budget of $185 million. A box office result, $764.5 million. Turn that into 2022 money. I already did.
I'm surprised it was that big of a budget. It doesn't have there's not a lot of special effects, not a huge grand feel. I'm surprised the budget was that huge.
And IMDb score, as we all know, is a 1 through 10 rating with decimal points. Hey, Crystal, why don't you throw a little guess out there for everybody what you think the Batman has scored? And if you looked it up,
please remove, please recuse yourself.
I have not looked it up because I did not care enough to look it up.
Oh.
I'm going to say that people are wrong and probably like this movie. So I'm going to say the IMDb rating is probably like around a 7 or an 8.
Well, we need a more specific number.
Oh, you need to leave me like real specific. Okay, I'm going to go 7.5.
7.5. There is no such thing as half pregnant, by the way. Did you know that? 7.5. Kevin Israel, what about you?
8.6.
8 flat.
Halfway between.
Rotten Tomatoes, 1 through 100. Critics' Rotten Tomatoes score, Kevin Israel. Batter up.
82.
Crystal.
Critics' Rotten Tomatoes score. I think they jumped all over Batman's dick in this. So I'm going to say the critic score is 83.
85.
You dollared me. You Price is Right me.
I did.
How dare you?
Well, now it's you can dollar her, Kevin Israel. Let's go back to Crystal for the people's Rotten Tomatoes score.
Yeah. I'm going to say the people gave it an 87.
Kevin Israel?
90.
One of you has won both showcases and $500 out of Bob Barker's pocket. And make sure you grab his cock while you're in there. 87 is the winning number.
Wow.
Look at Crystal.
Killing it.
Quotes. I am vengeance.
Please stop.
Obviously.
That's all I have for quotes. Not a quite the quotable film. Kevin Israel, what about yourself?
I had I am vengeance. But there was one that I actually really did like. Boy, you're everything they say you are, ain't you?
Oh. Crystal, any quotes jump out at you?
No.
Oh.
Not at all. I'm sorry. I'm just like, no.
Five fun facts.
Five fun facts.
Robert Pattinson's Batman voice was so bad originally, he was asked to change it by Warner Brothers.
Oh, I want to hear the original voice.
I do too.
I do too now. Oh my God, I need to know.
Was he like, I am vengeance?
No, he did like Pee-wee Herman, I am vengeance! How might great would
better.
That have been?
Might have been better.
Colin Farrell wanted to smoke as the Penguin, as we all know in the cartoon, the comic books. He smoked either a cigar or had a cigarette holder.
Yeah, was long thing.
Yep. Or was not, but he was not allowed to. Why? Because of the
makeup
sensors.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought you were going to say it would like melt the makeup he was wearing.
That was exactly what I thought too, Kevin Israel. But here we are on Wrong Boulevard, number 3. Here's why I couldn't be an actor, and here's why you couldn't be an actor, because we'd end up choking and then cunt-punting Paul Dano. The scene where the Riddler called Batman at City Hall took how many takes? Most of them because Paul Dano wanted to do them over.
I mean, it's obviously going to be high. 25.
Crystal.
Ooh, 50 takes.
200.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck. No, stop.
This is why we couldn't be actors.
What?
What?
You know why? You know why those actors try and say, "Oh, comedy's not that hard." Oh, really? We get one crack at a joke, dickhead. You get 200 attempts to get it right. Suck our dicks.
Wow.
All of them collectively at once. Number 4, Robert Pattinson was at rehearsals for this film while filming Tenet, and he told Christopher Nolan he had to leave for a family emergency. Nolan's response, "You're going to the Batman audition, aren't you?" Pattinson learned he got the role a day before principal photography began and didn't tell anyone. Nolan congratulated him that very day.
Small world in Hollywood.
I know everything. I am Christopher Nolan.
The Illuminati exists. I'll invite you to the next meeting if you got this cow. Number 5, in Wayne Manor, and I caught this on the rewatch after doing these notes, there is a bust of William Shakespeare on top of a pedestal, which is an homage to the 1966 show that had a bust of William Shakespeare to open the Batcave.
Yep. He flipped his head up.
Yep. And now let's go over to the herd as they want to ask a gutter.
Ask a gutter. Ask a gutter. Ask a gutter.
Ask a Gutter. That's what we call our fans, the herd. Get it? I hope so. You fuckers voted on it. Bango2331 says, I fully acknowledge that this movie took itself very seriously, but I really liked it all the same. My question, where does this bat suit and Batmobile rank, and which ones are your favorite?
Ooh. Okay. The bat suit was pretty good. I will give it that. I did not dislike the bat suit. I will rank that, though. I think I like Ben Affleck's bat suit the most. Christian Bale's after that. I'll give this one third place. Wasn't that impressed with the Batmobile, to be honest. But I mean, it was cool looking, but I don't think it did anything.
I knew Kevin Israel was going to take umbrage with that car.
You know, like, whatever. I don't know. Maybe I'm
when non-car people talk cars, it makes
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I'm not a car person. So
I feel the same way when people talk about sports.
Next. Can I weigh in on that, please? Because I would just like to. I totally agree with her. Ben Affleck's batsuit was the best. This is my second favorite, and this is actually tied for close first, probably second to 89 Batmobile.
Yeah,
this was when that fucking blue light lights up, and then there's the red lights under the hood. Holy boner car! God damn, that was amazing.
This bat suit is nice. Affleck's is good. I'll prefer Bale's, not by much, but a little bit. I'll give Affleck number two. I'll give this number three. And how about we make Adam West bat suit the worst bat suit? Adam West, that was useless. It was polyester. I'm sure if when the Penguin was smoking, all he had to do is not throw an umbrella at him, just flick a cigarette ash at him. That's how I'm going to go. And you amongst yourselves can fight amongst the George Clooney, Val Kilmer, and Keaton ones.
Like my Batman with nipples.
Yeah,
and I prefer if you made me choose this or George Clooney, I'm picking George Clooney.
At Newark Night, for me, this is a better detective movie than a Batman movie. Is this more a bad Batman movie or a bad mystery thriller?
It's a bad Batman movie.
Also, where does Pattinson's Bruce Wayne rank against others? Not just Bruce Wayne.
Oh, he's trash. This Bruce Wayne is trash. This is the bottom. At the bottom. This Bruce Wayne is garbage. Even Val Kilmer and George Clooney played better Bruce Waynes than this guy.
I fully said from jump. How many episodes we've done on Batman in this fucking podcast, Kevin? George Clooney is a solid Batman and a solid Bruce Wayne. It is not his fault the script is dog shit. He was a good Batman.
George Clooney is Bruce Wayne.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
That's true.
And I said before,
it's kind of
the
cheating.
One person that I'm shocked that was never considered, or at least I wasn't told about it on my research, Alec Baldwin should have been Batman in 89. Yeah. He's the perfect Batman and the perfect Bruce Wayne.
I think he'd be Clooney's too busy doing The Shadow.
That was a year after. Good call.
I wasn't a year after? Okay.
It's 1990. At Nemirovsky, you get to make a Batman movie, but you get to only cast the actors in the roles that have already played in a previous Batman movie or the series. So you have to use Adam West, Batman, Heath Ledger, Joker, DeVito, Penguin. So you have to pick a character in the role they've played to make the perfect Batman movie. Go.
Ben Affleck's Batman, Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. Mm-hmm. I will take this movie's Penguin. Mm-hmm. I will take Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Mm. That is blasphemy. Gosh, Jack Nicholson
I
Joker.
Said what I said.
Yeah, and I'm going to.
I don't like it.
It's okay.
I'm going to edit that out, and we're going to do take two.
It's going to be her voice up until Heath Ledger. I know. Sounded like Kevin said that.
Cesar Romero, holy ghost.
I know.
Israel, what about you?
I agree. I love Ben Affleck as Batman. I just think he nailed both parts. Heath Ledger as Joker. I don't know. I guess if we're going Robin, I don't know. I'm not a huge Robin fan. I like Jim Carrey as Riddler. I thought he was good as Riddler. I'll get into my thoughts on Penguin in my notes, so I don't want to ruin anything, but. And I did really like this guy as Alfred. Andy Serkin. Yeah.
Michael Caine. I like. I would pick Michael Caine as my Alfred because
Michael Caine was good too. They've had a lot of good. They've done a lot of good Alfreds. It seems like Alfred casting is very easy.
Even Alan Napier in the TV show is pretty fucking good. As I said before, I liked him. I have to go Selena. I like Selena Kyle with the as she was Pfeiffer. I thought Lee Merriweather in the Catwoman show, the movie, and well, she was in the movie. Mostly, it was Julie Newmar was mostly in the show. Man, they were both fucking hot. That is for sure. Penguin, I'm going to go with this one. Joker, need no explanation. Batman, I'm going Bale. I know you guys are going to rail against me on that. That's fine. No,
I didn't hate Christian Bale.
I'll tell you this. Gary Oldman is Commissioner Gordon. You can't unsee
him. Oh, yeah.
You can't unsee
him. That's a shoe-in. That has to happen.
He was great.
Yeah, he was. He was fucking great.
Are we missing anybody? Oh, Alicia Silverstone is Batgirl, I guess. Just kidding. Yvonne Craig. I'm taking over that chubby ass, annoying Alicia Silverstone. And her, why I can't stand Alicia Silverstone. I read an article and I will never respect this woman as long as I live. Here's why. When she had her
underarm deodorant?
That too. So does Shailene Woodley. But Alicia Silverstone would chew up food for her kids and spit it in her kid's mouth like a baby bird.
I read that too.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm going to lean yes.
Because you want to.
I do. Everyone loves her in Clueless. She's not – everyone went gaga over
her. I'm not supposed to be doing that with my baby? Shit.
Hello. What is the number for Ocean County or Monmouth County Social Services? Next question.
I'm going to just leave. Let me know when you guys are done. I'm just kidding. I can't.
That's terrible. Taco Shirt Krillin, another fan favorite, even though she's completely nuts for trying to tear this movie apart, can she at least admit Colin Farrell deserves an Oscar for his performance?
I don't know about an Oscar, but even suck.
Oh,
the makeup artist deserves an Oscar.
The makeup artist absolutely deserves
bonus
an Oscar.
Bonus fun fact, yeah. Colin Farrell went to Starbucks and no one knew it was him.
Yeah, I could see that.
Doesn't shock me at all.
The costume effects were great.
I paused it for my wife when I go, who is that? And she didn't see it yet. I go, who is that? And she stared at that screen for at least 2 to 3 minutes and she's trying to play it out. She goes, I give up. Colin Farrell shows, are you serious? I'm like, why am I making this up? Yes, it is Colin Farrell. At JLED's John D. I like the custom muscle Batmobile in the credits the most. I had no idea that was Colin Farrell. Did you? Yes, because we read the credits in the beginning and saw the previews. A+ for makeup, D for filmmaking. At Lord Snurts, Batman is in the Old Republic era of Star Wars. Is he a Sith or Jedi?
I gotta give him Sith. I'm Sith.
Huh.
Why? Yeah. Because he looks like the emo guy who like Hayden Christensen. It's not fair! And throws something across the room.
Wow, Darth Vader disrespect. Oh, no, because I want Ben Affleck's Batman in there who like actually kills people when they fuck up. And like brands them and just beats the shit out of him. So I don't want Batman to be restricted by the Jedi code at all. I want him to just give in to his vengeance and his anger and do what he needs to do.
No, say it right. Vengeance. At Matt Dawson, as we all know, size isn't everything, but what's your ideal length and girth for Batman's ears?
Jesus.
And he put four pictures up. Pattinson, Keaton, Affleck, and Adam West, Batman's.
I like Affleck's ears the best.
The little nubs?
Yeah, just the little nubby ears. Ears.
It's like you just woke up in the morning after a sleep.
Yeah.
Race Old Cicanus, weather. At Race Cicanus, your buddy, our buddy. What is Crystal's? What is Crystal's favorite bat gadget?
Ooh. Batarang. Love the Batarang. I fucking love that thing. I love it. I do. It's just so versatile.
You know what?
You could just.
In this film, he finally used it, right, Kevin Israel? The grappling hook. Finally used the grappling hook. Meant what it's supposed to do. If you don't understand the reference, Crystal, go back and listen to our episode on Batman 1989, why I have a problem with the grappling hook usage. At William Fulton, no, may God be with you. I had to sit through that trash heap once because my daughter wanted to watch it. 1 hour in, I started to scratch on my eyeballs. 2 hours, I started counting the faint lines where the drywall seams met on the ceiling.
Mm-hmm. I feel this deep in my soul.
At Delvin Cox, first question, why does she love me so much? Getting you.
I can't answer that because I'm engaged. Sorry, Delvin.
Yeah, but he could be side piece before you know you go down the aisle.
Yeah, he could. Yeah, yeah. You know, I think my because my fiance likes him too, so he could be the side hoe. It's fine.
Oh, someone, someone's popping out of
this
a
is getting
cake.
Complicated.
Someone's popping out a cake at a bachelorette party. Can you imagine that with those glasses popping out and icing
just,
all over?
I just actually visualized Delvin jumping out of a cake, and I threw up a little bit.
He's got to come out in the George Clooney Batman suit though, because
yeah, with the nipples.
Yeah, I need the nipples.
If you really want him to earn his money, make him wear nothing but an Avatar t-shirt, because he hates that film too.
Yes, that's great.
Extra long, please. That's
it. Second question from Delvin. What is more complex? Second question is more complex, excuse me. What does she think makes a good superhero movie?
Ooh, what makes a good superhero movie? I want to be able to relate to the superhero in some way. I want the plot to be consistent. I want to be razzle dazzled by ridiculous fight scenes between the superhero and his arch nemesis, whoever that is. And I want it to have a satisfying ending.
I see. Yeah. Sustained.
Okay.
I'll buy that. And that does it for Ask a Gutter. Onward and upward. Hey, Kevin, let's talk about our buddies at Athletic Greens. Good goddamn do I love this stuff. Just had some. I went on a nice long bike ride this morning before work. Had a cold glass of Athletic Greens. Why? Because you know why. Why? Tastes good. Tell them, Kevin.
It does taste good. Most supplements are chalky. They have a bad aftertaste. They go down hard like Kevin Goatee, but not this. This is smooth. It's tasty. It tastes good for you because it is.
I give my cup butterfly kisses like when I go down hard.
Mm-hmm.
Athletic Greens is vegan friendly, paleo, keto, dairy free, gluten free, contains less than 1 gram of sugar, you should know. And hey, Crystal, how much do you think Athletic Greens cost per day?
99 cents.
Close. It's less than $3 a day, cheaper than your filthy coffee habit. You know, the stuff that you drink shotgun, 30 minutes you're flying on high, 45 minutes later you're having to take a dump in a public restroom. You know, coffee. Ugh. No, thank you. I'll take my Athletic Greens any day of the week. And Athletic Greens has over 7,000 five-star reviews recommended by professional athletes. Even Tim Ferriss, you know, the guy with the four-hour work week, but no one ever implemented that yet. And Michael Gervais. Athletic Greens, they're good people. Why? Because they donated over 1.2 million meals to kids in 2020. Hopefully there are Five Guys burgers and fries or something, not cafeteria food that you get. Four to six frozen nuggets and or that cardboard frozen pizza we got on Fridays, Kevin Israel. Ugh.
Ugh. No good.
Still gives me nightmares. You know what is good? Athletic Greens gives you 5 free travel packs when you go to athleticgreens.com/GTSC. And again, 5 free travel packs and 1 year supply free of vitamin D. No, not that vitamin D you're thinking of, Crystal, you pervert. The vitamin D that's good for your body. That's good for your body, too. 1 year supply of vitamin D for free. 5 free travel packs. All you have to do, athleticgreens.com/GTSC. That's athleticgreens.com/GTSC. My brother just got on board and is drinking it now because of this podcast and our testimonials. Did you know that, Kevin Israel?
Helping lives.
That's what we do. And now, Let's let the lady get out here. She already voiced her hatred on Twitter for the last week and a half. Her bile reached many states. It was great. I enjoyed it. It's palpable. Kevin, let's let Crystal come on and gut
the
sacred cow.
Perfect on my end.
We always have it by 3 or 4. 1 is a little shaky. 2, we're getting there. 3 or 4, we are dialed the fuck in.
You got. I felt that in my soul. You guys did a great job.
Excellent. You're thank welcome. You.
Yeah, you did. Your a honor. Great job. Your All right. Honor, it's not. I get to go. I get to you go. Get I get to narrate. Oh, let's my go. Fucking God. Let's go. I'm gonna say fuck a lot. Your listeners should just get ready and just deal with it. Okay. We're gonna start right at the beginning of this fucking movie. Narrator Batman. What the fuck? literally, what the fuck is this shit? Okay. Batman, you're not Spider-Man. You're not fucking Spider-Man. You, at the beginning of this movie, ruminating on how you're a nocturnal animal and you're the fucking shadow, is fucking cringe. Every moment you speak, you become less scary. And this is the first plot bullshit in this movie. And this movie has a tendency of dumbing shit down for plot, or just like missing plot points in general, because I have to suffer through this fucking emo Batman, I'll get onto that in a second, narrating about how he's so scary and the bat signal is this sign in the sky that lets all the criminals know that he's hiding in the shadows. And the first motherfucker he fights has no idea who he is. None. Literally looks at him and says, who the fuck are you? It's like, I literally suffered through all of that nonsense just for the first guy that you beat up because you're really slow to be like, who are you? Who is this Batman? He wasn't impressed. Nobody's impressed by non-scary Batman. We're just not. That's fine. Oh. Let's go on. Emo Batman. Oh my God. Okay. All Batmans are a little fucking emo. They are. They just are. They're like, there's this kid who just needs to fucking go to therapy and get over the fact that his fucking parents died. Because listen, we've all lost shit in life. Get over yourself, Batman. But that's Batman's whole shtick, right? But this Batman is ridiculous. Your eye paint. Stop it. You just look like a goth kid who just sits in his fucking room smoking pot, listening to Linkin Park, talking about how mad he is that Alfred won't let him go outside. Like, no. He's been doing this, by the way. This Batman has been on the streets for a whole of 2 years, and he acts like he's been doing this forever. Like, he's so weary. He's so weighed down by the weight of the world on his shoulders. And he hasn't earned that. He's earned none of that. Ben Affleck's Batman has earned that. Like, Ben Affleck's Batman has been through some shit. Fuck, even Christian Bale's Batman has earned that. This Batman, no. Stop. There is no reason for you to be tired. You've been doing this for like 5 minutes. And take the fucking makeup off.
Wait, hold on. Is this because you said it because we didn't get the, thank God we didn't. We didn't get the 5 to 10 minute preamble of Bruce and Martha Wayne dying by the hands of a robber.
Need that. Nobody needs that. Okay. Everybody knows how Bruce Wayne's parents died. But this Bruce Wayne acts like that he's been on the streets for like years. Like he's seasoned. Like, and he's clearly not seasoned, by the way, but he acts like it. Like, this whole movie, he walks around like he's just so tired. He put sunglasses on side in his house, in his own house. He acted like, oh my God, the light is too bright for my eyes because I live in the darkness. Shut up. Stop it. No, you don't.
You never wear sunglasses in a club to look cool?
Listen.
Me neither.
I wear my sun and shades sometimes when I got my glow sticks and I've been doing drugs, but this isn't this Batman, okay?
What are you, you're a candy kid at this age? Holy shit.
I'll do whatever I want. No, anyway, stay on point. We're talking about you fucking Batman here. Like, no, I also, his house. And this is just a nitpick, but seriously, why does Bruce Wayne's house look like Edward Cullen's, like, vampire mansion? Like, whose like, idea was that? It looks like a fucking goth castle. It is literally as emo as he is, and I hate it. I hate it so much. It doesn't fit for a Bruce Wayne. Like, it's... I hate the house. I hate that it's just so dark and ugly. Like, I don't understand why.
But I mean, that's pretty common with all of his other films, except for the 60s TV show. I mean, that shit was like a spotlight with a bright light. I know the darks, like, are dark.
Okay, even like Keaton's house was like dark, but like the interior didn't look like a fucking like anime vampire lived there. Mm-hmm. Like it was a little different. I mean, even Affleck, I don't remember if we saw Affleck's house, and I probably did, but yeah, it just didn't, like, if you just freeze frame on like the first time little emo boy Batman puts his sunglasses on, whatever, and you just look around, that house is ridiculous. It's a ridiculous house. Like, I don't understand why Alfred lets him live there. They should treat that house like they treated Christian Bale's Batman house and just blow that shit up. Just blow it the fuck up and let it get rebuilt because it's ugly as shit.
I mean, it wasn't a self-choice to blow it up. That's because Ra's al Ghul came in there and blew it up.
Ra's al Ghul needs to roll up and take care of this.
Yeah, that wasn't
house.
A redecorating decision.
It wasn't a knockdown rebuild by choice.
I'm gonna call him up. I'm gonna call Ra's al Ghul and tell him that this Batman's been talking shit about him, so he comes and blows his house up. Like, I'm gonna do something because it's ugly as shit.
Bruce, are you gonna love it or list it?
That's it. let's talk about Batman. Let's talk about Bruce and Alfred. Okay. Bruce and Alfred, like through all the movies, they have this kind of complicated, but they have a really beautiful relationship, and they fight. They always fight. Like, you know, Bruce is like, wants to do some dumb shit. And Alfred's like, bro, you doing some dumb shit. Stop doing dumb shit. Like, they always have had this back and forth, but this fucking Bruce is the fucking worst to Alfred the entire movie. He is nothing but a little shit. A fucking arrogant, mouthy, emotionally abusive little shit to Alfred the whole fucking movie. And Alfred just takes it. That's what I hate about this. Like, where is the clapback on somebody needs to just beat this emo Batman's ass? Like,
he can't. He employs him. He can't go and say, take this job. And Jimmy, you could say that, but that's not what he employs him. He can't go back and challenge him. That's not really in the cards.
I disagree because Michael Caine's Alfred challenged Christian Bale's Batman all the time. Like, I went back and saw scenes, like, they literally all the time. Holy shit, that Alfred literally hit some shit from Christian Bale's Batman. He was like, you don't need this letter, I'm gonna just burn it.
But not to the level of complete disrespect where you're saying like a clapback kind of thing. He was like, well, actually, Mr. Wayne, I disagree.
Listen, okay. On the level of disrespect that Bruce has shown as this Alfred needed to clap back. Somebody needed to slap that fucking makeup right off this kid's face. Cause there was no, like, even when Bruce and Alfred get into fights, right? You have that moment of, okay, you see them doing like something together. You see them being happy together or cute together or something. And then they'll fight again. And it's like, whatever. It's that kind of relationship. There's nothing like that here. Fuck. Even when Alfred like gets fucked up, sorry, spoilers guys, and is in the hospital, the first thing Bruce says to him is on some bullshit. Like, why don't you tell me about my parents? I'm so mad. Like, fuck, he's just the worst. I hated this Bruce Wayne and this Alfred relationship so much. Oh my god, so much, so fucking much. Next point: one facial expression, Batman and Bruce Wayne. Some actors have the acting chops to act with their face. I don't dislike Robert Pattinson, but he is not that actor. He had like one fucking facial
What about Robert Pattinson? Do you like Robert Pattinson or Robert Patterson? Which one do you like?
Yeah, Pattinson.
Oh, you were going to let it go. Yeah. You couldn't let it go, could you, Goatee?
Jesus okay. Christ. Listen, all the fucking Roberts need to learn how to act with their face. How about that? I'm just going to throw it out there. I don't even know if that's whatever. I'm just going to generalize. Anyway, this dude, he needs to learn how to act with his face because there was one facial expression the entire fucking movie. I hated it. There was no nuance, not even when he was.
What was that expression? What expression did he make?
It was just yes.
Oh.
That was it. It's just
like you're waiting for a train kind of face.
Yeah. Okay. Or like, yeah, you're in the bathroom and you're trying to poop kind of face. Maybe he was just constipated.
You mean not like Paul Finch in American Pie trying to take a shit kind of face? The complete opposite?
No, he had like really, there was some really emotion.
Leg shaking.
I feel like he went like, yeah, he gave us like a whole performance.
Yeah. All right.
Batman, he was just flat the whole fucking time, even when he's bruised. I hated it. I fucking hated it. Next point. I hated this dumbed down plot. Dumbed down for the plot. You tell me Bruce doesn't speak Spanish. That's fine. Maybe he doesn't speak Spanish. But that L and La shit, you got me fucked up. Really? This whole movie you've been trying to sell me on like the detective skills of Bruce and how apparently quote unquote smart he is, but literally one line from the Penguin. Really? That's like Duolingo Spanish right there. Like, you don't even got to go to school to know the difference between L and La Spanish. Like, for real right now, that was somebody wrote that shit. Y'all just put that in the movie. Okay. Let's talk about Thomas Wayne. I get that in this movie, we was trying to make Thomas Wayne not seem like a bad person. Like, he had a reason for doing the dumb shit that he did. But you trying to tell me that you hired a mob boss and you ain't expect him to kill nobody? You running for mayor in Gotham City. And then you hire a mob boss to take care of your problems. And you like, oh, thank you, somebody. Oh, shit. Stop it. Just let Thomas Wayne be a dick. You didn't have to try to give him some type of redeemable quality. No, fuck that. Just Thomas Wayne is a billionaire and he was hiring the mob to do his dirty work and let it be that. Like, this whole dumb, I hate dumb plot shit. I hate it. I hate it when you make characters that shouldn't be stupid for plot for no reason either. It's stop it. The thing I hate most about this Batman. Now, I have seen a lot of Batman movies. We all have, because we love Batman, right?
Yeah.
And I have never hated Batman. I've you know, you watch that George Clooney movie, like you got, like we said earlier, like George Clooney was not a bad Batman. He was just in a stupid ass movie. Like that wasn't, I have never come away from a Batman movie hating Batman. I fucking hate this Batman. He is the absolute worst human being ever. He is a white boy, billionaire, fucking privileged Batman that doesn't know it. His entire conversation with Catwoman on the rooftop, I would have kicked him off. If I'm Catwoman, I'm drop kicking this motherfucker off the roof, because apparently he don't know how to fly. So that's fine. He's just going to die. So that's great. I'm kicking him off this fucking roof.
She doesn't know who he is, though.
Oh, my God. She should have. She should have just knocked him the fuck out, because I cannot that you go to this dude to help you. And literally he says to you, well, your friend probably should have died and you're a whore. So why don't you get your shit straight? Who wrote that? Who decided that we needed to see that Batman? Like, listen, it's probably very true to life. White billionaire playboy Batman probably would have had this viewpoint. But in all the Batmans we've had before, I'm just like, that's the Batman y'all want? Y'all want that Batman? Because I hate this. I will fuck this Batman. This is the worst Batman ever. I hate him so much.
Even worse than Val Kilmer.
Even worse than Val Kilmer.
It's bold.
No, I said it. Even worse than Val Kilmer. Look, at the end of the day, this was just not a good Batman movie. The cinematography was beautiful. There were so many beautiful shots in this movie that I did not give a shit about, because I fucking hated Batman. Okay. Never jumped off a roof before Batman. Temper tantrum in a police station Batman. Took a full bullets and got KO'd Batman. Doesn't know fucking Spanish Batman. I've got a fucking bat cave, but I'm gonna spray paint the fucking floor Batman. You got me fucked up. This Batman sucks. Fuck this movie. I'm done.
Give me a number. Give us a number 1 to 10.
1.
Oh, ooh,
Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm glad you said that, because the guy who did The Dark Knight,
mm-hmm.
you need to go listen to that episode, because I'm not going to tease you with score.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm writing it down so I don't forget. Doing it right now. That's it. Okay,
Kevin, I'm gonna jump on these notes brought to you by guttingthesacredcow.com. And of course, guttingthesacredcow.com has fantastic merch, shirts, hats, mugs, bags, you know it. And of course, guttingthesacredcow@gmail.com if you want to advertise with us. Notes.
Oh.
Much like hearing We Will Rock You or Blur's Woohoo song at ball games, I'm ready for Ave Maria to be retired from films. Not a fan. Robert Pattinson as Bruce Wayne. Looks like Trent Reznor or the self-appointed president of the Marilyn Manson fan club circa 1997. Explain to me the utilization of grease paint to disguise yourself a la the street gang. Sweat it up and then you mistakenly wipe your face. Guess who's getting picked out of a police lineup? Why can't you just slap on a Ghostface mask, a Richard Nixon mask, a la Point Break, or a Guy Fawkes mask, any one of those, and enjoy playing the knockout game on subway platforms? You won't get caught that way. At least Pattinson and Affleck prove they can kind of fight. Keaton looks like he'd barely win a tickle fight in his Batman films. Yet again, Kevin Israel, another Batman film where no one aims a gun above the bat insignia on his chest.
Gotta shoot it right in the Batman, man.
Not 9 Batman films and no one figures out, let me just blow this fucker's neck out of here. That might take him out. Did they go to Bensonhurst, Brooklyn to cast the first police commissioner? My God. I'll get to that in a second again. Why is Batman on a motorcycle in the beginning and not on a goddamn Batmobile like he should be? We don't want the Batcycle, guys. That was for the TV show. That was cute. At least we got some real detective work in this film. You can hate it all you want to. At least the world's greatest detective finally went on and did some detective shit. Clues, sifting out snipers, all that stuff. This is what all the other ones never even sniffed. And I applaud for that. Yes, folks. I forgot. Matt, what's his name? Matt, who directed this again? Matt, was it Matt Reeves? Am I right? Matt something. I should know this.
Matt something.
Matt, whatever. At least, yes,
Matt Reeves. Yes, you're right.
I was right. Matt Reeves. Yeah. We get the symbolism of the mayor's son who lost a parent. We didn't need you to focus on the boy for 30 seconds every time that he was nearby and shot. Subtle as a sledgehammer.
Maybe their mom's names were Martha.
Martha. Why did you say Martha?
Why'd you say that name?
Hey, do you guys think Robert Pattinson leaned over and whispered to Jeffrey Wright, hey, you were white in 10 of the other films? Pausing for effect. I'm shocked how good Colin Farrell is a good Penguin. Although he also sounds like he was bad guy number 4, along with the police commissioner, in Steven Seagal's Out for Justice.
He really did sound like he just went to central casting from a guy from Jersey.
No one's I'm saying Brooklyn. John Turturro is not cutting it as a mob boss for me because he'll always be goofy lawyer Roland T. Flackfizer from Brain Donors to me.
Wouldn't be an episode without a Brain Donors reference.
I get a few of them once every 6 episodes, I think. What would you wear those contact lenses for, good or evil purposes? I asked the both of you.
Ooh, definitely for evil. Yeah.
As somebody who doesn't wear contacts, the thought of touching my eyes just terrifies me.
Also true, Kevin. But yeah. Kevin is real. Yeah.
As someone else who does not need to wear contacts, as the only non-wearing glasses, LASIK, or contacts member of my family, that idea scares the shit out of me too. I would love to wear those contact lenses into a Netflix develop meeting when they kick around names of stand-ups who are going to get specials and then have a viewing party through the people watching with comics who yell out with anger every consideration. Another Aziz Ansari special? Ken Jeong? That asshole from Hangover gets a second one? Eat my shit! Commissioner Gordon, Jeffrey Wright, talks in a 24/7 Batman-esque whisperer. Oh, actually, 23/6 when he has the El and La Rata and figures out and tells the Penguin to shut up. That's the only time he raises above about 3 decibels. Let's talk about one of my favorite themes in most films, Kevin Israel, of superhero nature, and that is the score. The score in this film, it is better than the Elliot Goldenthal we got from Batman Forever and Batman and Robin, but not anywhere close to Hans Zimmer.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Nor Danny Elfman ones. This is fair to Midland at best. I walked out of the Hans Zimmer ones going, I need to download this score like a nerd, and I did. This, I go, that theme is, it's okay. This Penguin is so much better than Danny DeVito's version. Boy, what trash were we fed in 1992? Catwoman was the driving force behind that film, folks. Lest anyone have any differentiating opinions, come catch me outside. I don't say cash. I'm higher educated. Catch me on Twitter or outside. Without any debate, watch me piss him off. This is the worst Batmobile by a country mile. This shit is worse than the Adam West one. They pulled some Smoking the Bandit shit design for this car? You gotta be kidding me. The Batmobile has missiles, has guns. Shit, they could have had an ejector seat just for giggles or something in this. This Batmobile brought nothing to the table. I hated this Batmobile with every ounce of passion in my bot. Affleck's Batmobile is better. We all know the Keaton one is the best. We agree. The Tumbler was pretty good. At least the other Batman one, with the Adam West one, had a little fire thing out of the back. Had a couple other tricks in there too. This one sucked. I am not buying that argument. What? Because he hit the nitro button? Ooh, how big and grandiose. So did fucking Fast and the Furious when they did the races at Desert Wars. Fuck this Batmobile.
You're lucky my dog came over to disrupt my fury at your ridiculous Prius driving comments.
Prius driving.
So I have nothing to say.
I have an SUV, as all parents do. This this film goes from whispering to shouting back to whispering like it's a spoken word slam poetry meeting. Explain this to me. Why do they make up fake names for drugs like they did with drops here? Was fentanyl crack or Mickey's broken that we had to change it for drops? That
I bet it goes back to the censor thing. I bet they don't want like superheroes dealing with crack cocaine. It's too real. They don't want kids hearing about crack cocaine.
They don't want fucking Penguin dealing Nino Brown specialty.
Mom, what's Chasing the Dragon? Shut up. Go do your homework.
Excellent. And the white privilege assholes comment, unnecessary. Let's just films be films without agendas. And then she makes out with the white privilege asshole. Hello, hypocrisy.
I hate it so much. I hate everything about it.
I enjoyed the deviation of Thomas Wayne's backstory. I don't mind. I want source material. We got it. But with this, they took a nice little parallel detour that wasn't too batshit, pun included for a reason, crazy. But I liked how they made it darker and said, oh, he's a doctor. He's a philanthropist. He does good. He shits gold bullion. Martha Wayne is a saint. She's head of the PTA. Her vagina sings siren songs to Thomas Wayne when they make passionate love. I liked how they made this dirtier for his parents, and it wasn't all squeaky, waspy fucking behavior every time. I enjoyed that. The Riddler looked like he wrote a manifesto for his third grade book report. He also looks like he was one of those kids who's way too into paintball. The final 15 to 20 minutes of this film suffers from 2001-itis. It is a completely useless final act. I dropped my final score because this, as Kevin and I did a review on this very channel, I hated that last 15 to 20 minutes. All you had to do, you could have ended it with him getting dragged out of the coffee shop, show the mug with the little latte swirls, and credits, and I would have been like, excellent. But no, you had to go and dig and dig and dig and dig and we'll get to that right now. Paul Dano looks like Mole Man from The Simpsons. Kevin's not a Simpsons fan. Okay, fine. I was hoping Crystal would get that.
I got
that.
The reference.
Oh.
I'm not a Simpsons fan either. I'm sorry.
Motherfucker. You know what? I should have said that for our buddy. I should have said that for Mike Price. He would have been bowling over with laughter. God
Simpson
damn it.
Haters unite.
I don't see Paul Dano putting his hand into a cage with a frenetic bat just to leave a clue for the Batman. He looks like the type of guy who gets car sick driving to the corner store. I like the confession scene. When it was done so much better 14 years ago in The Dark Knight. The Riddler yells more than an evangelical preacher and Ric Flair combined. At least throw up four fingers and a woo! That would have made my day instead of all that yelling enough. The action scenes are much better than Batman 89's, as we had just pointed out on that episode, but not the three Nolan films or Batman v Superman. Batman v Superman was the one thing that I enjoyed about that. That shit was like Arkham Asylum for PlayStation 3, 4. Those fighting scenes were good. These are pretty good too. Not on that level, but better than the Tim Burton action scenes. That's for sure. The flooding scene was a goddamn bore. Oh, Albatross, how tightly you hang around my neck with these last 20 minutes. And I also love how Batman decides to pop spinach, Bane serum, or crystal meth mixed all together and goes all berserker barrage for 30 seconds. Are you shitting me? I've seen gas station boner pills last longer than that. totally could have done without the Arkham scene and Joker. That's pure pandering fuckery, and I'm not a part of that. Any other villain in that scene, and I would have been fine. Mr. Freeze, fine. The Scarecrow, sure. Hell, you could have the Clock King or the Eggman from fucking Batman 66. I would be like, all right, fine. But the Joker, that drum has been beaten to the point where the, what's it called, Kevin, with the skin in the drum, that part? Is it skin? Is that what it's called?
The head.
The head. That head has been beaten to a bloody pulp, and I'm done with the Joker. Thank you. I liked this film when I saw it in the theater, and I still like it. It does not pass the remote test, though. You need to be invested from this film from jump. You just can't jump in willy-nilly like you can with the Nolans, maybe the Burton ones. But you need to be fully invested in this one from start to finish, I think. The big problem with this, there are quote, remember the scene parts in this film? No one's walking out and going, that scene where, no. That's a big problem for this. This is good. It is not great. The Dark Knight and Batman Begins are 1 and 2, respectively, in this reviewer's book. This could be the third best. Maybe. I think it could be. But there is a precipitous drop from those first two aforementioned Nolan films. The final act hurts this film so hard for me. The first two-thirds, I'm with it. I liked. Penguin was great. Pattinson was pretty good. I see your points. I'm nodding my head. I'm like, all right, I'll buy that. Zoe Kravitz was nothing special. I could buy Michelle Pfeiffer's Catwoman. Zoe Kravitz, she's too sprightly, I think, to play Selina Kyle. Wasn't bad, wasn't great. Alfred was meh. I didn't do that. Because every time I see him, I think of, what's his face, Kevin, from Black Panther and the other Marvel films. You can't cross universes for me like that. I know Chris Evans kind of sort of did with Fantastic Four and Captain America. I don't know why it worked, but it did. This, I'm just like, no, he's the guy who loses his arm in Civil War or whatever it was, or Black Panther, whatever it was he lost. Or was it two? He lost in Winter Soldier. Commissioner Gordon was fine. I had no problem with Jeffrey Wright, but there are other ones better. This is a 7 out of 10, maybe even 6.75 out of 10 for me. Kevin Israel, see you at the plate, baby.
Fascinating.
All right, I'm going to go over the good, then I'll go over the bad. The good, the suit. This Batman suit actually made sense. It looked like something somebody would put together to wear to fight in. Unfortunately, because this movie was so dark all of the time, constantly, it was hard to see exactly what was going on in that suit. He had some things on his gauntlets that did something, but it was hard to see. I wasn't sure if he had the spikes that Batman traditionally has on his gauntlets. I think at one point I thought I saw them, but it wasn't sure. But it looked like a suit, I couch my entire review of this movie and understanding that this was a relatively new Batman. He hasn't worked it all out yet. His suit is still kind of experimental, but I like the look of it. I like the feel of it. The cowl made sense. The collar around his neck made sense. To Goatee's point about getting shot in the neck, it made sense. He could turn his head. The whole thing just made it looked good. I like the suit.
Is that Kevin Israel I'm talking to or Tim Gunn from America's Top Model?
I disagree with KG. I really like the score. I like the score and the fact that it took five notes to get the point across. Four. Dun 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 dun. Yeah. And it was like this, it's just this persistent droning song music. And it really did give the feel of Batman's relentlessness. Like it's just this, it just keeps going. And I liked it. I thought they overused it a little bit, and watching Batman walk slowly to it got to me a little bit, but I really did like the score. I like Batman overall. I like, like Kevin said, I like that he was a detective. People very rarely remember that he's actually more mind than he is brawn. I like that he worked with the cops. I really, really like that. They tried to get that in Nolan's Batman, and it never quite worked. But seeing him really work with the cops and have a contentious relationship with the police, I really, really like that. And I thought it brought a very different dimension to the Batman than anything we've seen before with Batman. I liked Alfred good enough. I feel like we've seen so many Alfreds at this point. Like, we get it. All right. He was a mercenary back in his day. He was a badass who decided for some reason to become a butler. I don't know. Sure.
Wait, hold on. Wait a second. Wait, where did they make that jump? Because old 1966 Battler, but Alfred, not that.
I think it happened in the comics.
Michael Gouge, whatever his name is, the guy who's in 89 and Returns, he made no mention of that. And then when Nolan gets a hold of it, bang. So if it's in the comics. Okay. Yeah. I didn't know when they started to expand
Alfred's role, you found out that he was kind of a badass.
Okay.
You guys are both wrong. The Batmobile was fucking awesome. And it goes to my point that this is the Batmobile's. I assume if there's three or four more of these movies, the Batmobile is going to evolve and it's going to look more like Kevin, what he wants with pop out machine guns and missile launchers and bat spray. It's all going to be there. But this was a great start. You can see a guy who doesn't really, you know, doesn't have all the tech yet, but he just straps a jet booster onto the back of a fucking Barracuda and says, all right, let's go. And it was badass. Honestly, if you ever put a jet engine on the back of a muscle car and tried to turn it, you'd end up halfway to the moon. Like the car would never turn, but it was so cool. I love the sound. I loved that car chase was fucking awesome. That was one of my favorite next to the tumbler chase, in Dark Knight. Mm-hmm. This was probably my favorite Batman car chase.
The Fast and Furious movies are like your favorite, aren't they?
I do. I love Fast and Furious
movies. Yeah, I do.
They are.
I loved that there was no disappearing Batman. And what I mean by that is, Batman. We get it. He's sneaky. He's like, but the fact that he just didn't do that in this movie felt so satisfying because it got to the point where in the Justice League Snyderverse or whatever it was, the Flash makes a joke about it. Like it's ridiculous. Like, and it's completely inexplicable. A guy's not disappearing when you turn your back and just turn back around. And I respected that they chose not to do that. I also like Batman's voice. I like that he didn't go all crazy. He whispered a little bit. He wasn't trying to change his voice. They tried to do the voice modulator with Ben Affleck. I liked almost everything they did with Batman. I really like the fighting, and I disagree with KG again. I think the fighting in this movie was superior to anything we saw in the Nolan movies. Batman fighting in the Nolan movies, first of all, it always looked awkward because you could have never fought in that suit because it was so heavy and so it always looked incredibly awkward, and he would have gotten his ass kicked because he couldn't turn his neck. It wasn't until halfway through the second or the third movie that he said, oh, I should be able to turn my head. I never bought into the fighting in that movie. This movie, I actually bought into the fighting. I actually bought that he could fight. He got hit a few times. I really like that. This, again, I agree with Kevin. This doesn't compare to the warehouse scene in Batman vs. Superman, which is just fucking bananas. And that's everything that I want out of Batman fighting. But I really enjoyed all the scenes that Batman fought. I said he could fight in this.
I didn't say the bit scenes. I said they're good. Not the action scenes were good. I said he can fight. This is good.
I think the fighting scenes in this, the hand to hand fighting scenes in this, I think were better than anything we saw in the Nolan movies.
Okay.
Now you fucking got me off. Now I'm
sorry.
You got me all confused. This movie is too long. And I would go KG one further. This movie is an hour too long.
Wow.
It's not 15 minutes too long. There's so much fat in this movie. That was the point that I was going to be my nice segue that Kevin fucking ruined.
Sorry.
As much as I do like the fighting in this movie, there's just not enough of it. There's not enough actual action in this movie. There's so much of them just standing around and slowly figuring shit out or having boring conversations or just long, boring shots of droopy Bruce Wayne's face. Like, I don't care about any of that. I care about him either figuring out cool shit with the puzzles or beating people up. That's literally what I want to see out of Batman. You say, what do you want out of a superhero movie? I want to see the superhero being the superhero. That's the other thing I liked about this movie that I didn't include. There was a ton of Batman. It didn't take you half the movie to get to see Batman. And it wasn't only 7 minutes of Batman, like the 89 movie. He was Batman most of the time in this movie, which I really liked, which gets to my next point about the bad. I hated Bruce Wayne in this movie. He was terrible. He was awful. And I've always said, and I've said this about every Batman movie, Bruce Wayne is the mask. Batman is who he actually is. And that's the complexity with Bruce Wayne. The secret identity is he's pretending to be Bruce Wayne the whole time. Batman is who he actually is, who's who he identifies as. And in this movie, it felt like he was a terrible actor because Bruce Wayne was horrible. And I don't like, and I did not, I don't like Christian Bale's Bruce Wayne, not a huge fan of his Batman. did not like as Bruce Wayne. Because Bruce Wayne, because he's acting, he knows he's got to act like he's having fun. He's got to act like a normal person. He's got to seem like somebody you'd actually run across. Christian Bale didn't really achieve that. This guy, holy shit, this guy reminds me of the brother from Wedding Crashers, Todd, who was painting with the emo face. Like that. Every time
he's
he was
a homo. Yeah.
It was a gift, Todd. Every time he was on screen, even in the movie theater, I looked at my wife and I was like, what the fuck's wrong with this guy? Like, and it was funny because they were trying to get away from the whole Twilight, you know, vampire thing. And they just, I think they almost reinforced it that all Pattinson can be is a vampire. Cause that's what he came across as with the, and I agree with Crystal with the eye makeup, the whole thing. It was just fucking too much. And again, I have a feeling that a lot of these issues will probably be resolved in the next couple movies. Because they're going to say, oh, he was building up to that. And maybe he'll realize that Bruce Wayne needs to be charming and needs to be more. And, you know, they said that they're like, you should be involved in more philanthropy. And I like that whole scene with the mayor, the candidate, where she was like, you know, you could be doing more for this city. Like, haha, wink, wink. Could he really? He gets a shit beat out of him every night. He couldn't possibly be doing more. But I think you're going to see that Bruce Wayne evolve. I hope. It just sucks that you had to get. I don't know that we needed this point in this movie, because, again, Like Marvel understood with Spider-Man, we know how Batman became Batman. We know that he's got toys and a car and a cave and Alfred. And like, we know that if you go into a Batman movie and you don't know any of this basic shit, you've been on Mars for the past 20 years. Like that's, it's literally
20, about 50.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they even know on Mars. I think you gotta go further.
It's such the minority of the audience that we could have just gotten right into a Batman movie, which would be great. I loved Ben Affleck's Batman because he actually felt like a superhero comic book Batman. This whole, like, let's make Batman real. Like, Nolan did it, and Nolan didn't make a Batman movie. Nolan made a cool action movie, Nolan movie, that happened to have Batman in it. This movie was like, hey, let's do what Nolan did, except try to make it more realistic. And okay, I get it. What if Batman existed in the real world? And they did that with the Joker. But what about a fucking comic book movie? Look at what Marvel's done for fucking a decade and a half now. Yeah. Like they've made great movies about comic book characters that feel like comic books. And DC is like sort of fighting that. And then when they finally did it, everybody was like, this sucks. And look, those movies had problems, no doubt. But I really liked what you got out of them as far as the feel. You felt Batman was a superhero, that he could have been with these bigger than life characters, and that he served a purpose. You don't get that out of these movies. And you don't get, and you, there's no way this Batman could ever exist in a Justice League type world. So what's the point? Like, we've established these individual Batmans. I want to see Batman just be a Batman from the comic books, a badass who exists in this fantastical world. And as a normal hero, he has to compete with all these other amazing superpowered characters. That got off on such a tangent, had nothing to do with any of the points that I didn't like. Another problem I had, and this is really nitpicky, with Batman's size. Batman, if you've ever seen in the comic books... Right. If you've ever seen in the comic books when Batman's like walking through people or standing with the cops or something, he's huge. He's a big fucking guy. Robert Pattinson, surprisingly, is 6'1". I thought he was like my height.
What?
I thought he was like 5'10". Yeah, he's 6'1".
Wow.
Ben Affleck is, I think, 6'2 or 6'3". But Ben Affleck put on some fucking size and he looked imposing. And then they put that suit on that made him even bigger. He looked imposing. The scene where Batman walks through all the cops, he looks just as big as them. And he doesn't look that imposing. Like, I wanted to feel... Batman has a presence about him, and he just didn't have that. And I think they said Robert Pattinson specifically didn't work out for this, where he refused some like extreme workout. Well, you know what? Fuck Whoops. You, it's Batman.
Yeah, really. Like,
oh, I didn't hear
Natalie
that.
Natalie Portman worked out, but Robert right.
Pattinson. Natalie whatever. Portman got jacked.
Yeah, like, come on.
Natalie Portman got all the HGH that Tom Cruise is getting for Mission Impossible 7, 8, and 9.
And good for her.
Yeah.
My last and one of my biggest problems with this movie was the Riddler. I saw him before and I liked him better when we just called him Jigsaw. Like, we get it. We get that he's this messed up guy who's making these puzzles and whatever. And again, they just make this real, like, sycophantic you know, mastermind character who we've seen before. It's nothing interesting. That's why Heath Ledger's Joker was so interesting. We've never seen anything like that before. He was scary and charming. And like, I would have watched him just fucking sit and like read the phone book. This guy sort of seemed to try. He sort of seemed to try to be that, but then also be kind of Jigsaw-ish. And it was completely uninteresting, unscary. You know what? There's the scene in Dark Knight where he has the guys dressed up like Batman on the video, and he's yelling at them, and the guys cry. That's an intense scene. That's a scary scene to watch. And you believe that the Joker is a nutcase. They do that. They try to sort of do that here in the movie with Riddler, and it doesn't come across at all. Like Riddler just, he starts screaming and he just comes off annoying, kind of like Bruce Wayne. Like he's the perfect antithesis to Bruce Wayne, because they're just both these kind of annoying, whiny characters. It's like, just go to therapy, go work your shit out. Like, this isn't, you're not super villain. He's not a super villain. He's just a fucking nutcase. And you know what? The unfortunate thing is we see so many real nutcases in the news today doing terrible shit. Like, I don't need to imagine this guy. We see him every day. I want to see a real super villain. And I think in the end, that's kind of my sum problem with this movie, is that it wasn't like a superhero movie. It was an action movie that happened to be about a vigilante. Like, I want to see Batman as a superhero again, and we haven't gotten that yet. Like, Captain America and Batman, by the way, are supposedly could be like physically equal, and you don't get that at all, because Batman's always just made to be a guy now, and Christopher Nolan did it fine. We got those three movies. Okay. They existed in their own moment, but now they're just doing it again with this movie. And I that's not what I want. I don't want those movies anymore. I want to see Batman. That's why I was hoping so much Ben Affleck got to make his movie, because he got Batman, and he got at least that kind of idea of Batman. And I think it really would have been great. And it's really disappointing that he's not going to get to do it. But this movie was, to coin a Kevin phrase, fine. I it was good enough. I didn't hate it in the movie theater. I watched it this time. I got to tell you, it dragged a lot. I really wanted to get through. I mean, there were some cool scenes when he fought and whatever. Penguin, my last point, I promise, is my last point. Penguin, Colin Farrell was great, no doubt. Yeah. But there's literally, you have three boroughs and New Jersey full of guys that could have played Penguin without having to put on any makeup. Like, there's actors like Kevin Gauthier, and I know 12 guys who could have been that guy. Like, Colin Farrell had to like put on all this makeup to be kind of like an Italian, New York, New Jersey-esque fat guy. Like, that was just so weird, such a weird decision to me. But, and I mean, he did a great job, but I didn't particularly care about him. He didn't really have any of the Penguin affectations. It would have been, had he smoked that long thing, at least that would have been like, okay, we get it. But, or sort of worn a, I don't know. He just
had an umbrella.
Yeah, something, you know, maybe yeah. Floated down with an umbrella. Sure, that would have made sense. But I'm never going to rush out to see this movie again. I will see the sequel. I will see the sequel because I think there's a chance. But as far as remote test, not at all for this movie. Not at all. And it was just way, way too long. I guarantee you there were some editing decisions where they're like, we should probably make this shorter. And Matt Reeves was like, no, we need to stick to the 3 hours. The story needs to be told. And it didn't, because it took forever to get there. The plot was overly complicated and yet overly simplistic. It was this weird amalgamation of a plot to get to a point that by the time it got there, you were all like, okay, I guess you've beaten me into this. Okay, the city's flooding. Why? It was a messy movie with some great potential and some great points to it that overall disappointed me. For me, it's a 4.5.
Wow. Or your initial watch, I think we had the same score. I think we both said 8. Was that right?
Yeah, maybe. But I got to tell you, this rewatch I was like, wow, this is and you know what? If the movie was 2 hours, the movie is exactly the same, but 2 hours. I probably would have stuck to like maybe a 6 or a 7, but it just dragged so long. Like, I was looking at the clock being like, holy shit, I still have an hour.
Yeah. I said that walking out of the theater and I texted you. I go, man, it's good, but it drags. And oh yeah, don't stick around for the end credits. Fuck you for making me sit through 7 minutes of that nonsense. critics, five-star reviews.
Critics, five-star reviews. Critics, five-star reviews. Critics, five-star reviews. Critics, five-star reviews.
The Batman is an installment of an often-depicted superhero that manages to give a fresh take. Both atmosphere and plot are dark and heavy. This may not be the kind of movie for those who lean more towards the Marvel-Disney fanfare.
Those people.
The bigger problem is the Riddler's menace mostly comes from the army surplus togs and voice modulation. Otherwise, his demeanor is more like the creepy guy in your sophomore comp lit class who always volunteered to read the Henry Miller excerpts. I don't know what that means.
What?
Crystal's pretending to not know what we're talking about, but I think she knows.
I have no idea.
Oh, that's okay. I'm wrong. Matt Reeves and Robert Pattinson make it look easy to make a great new Batman movie. Greg Frazier, Colin Farrell, and Paul Dano steal the show. The best Gotham out there in a universe full of potential. Full review in Spanish.
This is why I don't listen to critics at all.
Neither do we. Wait till you hear this podcast.
He just said Gotham, and that made me think of one of the TV show. Forgot.
Yeah.
No. Does it ever not rain in Gotham? Like it. Every movie we've seen, there's never a sunny day in Gotham. Always, and I get that Gotham's supposed to be a dark, fucked up place, but holy shit, it's always raining at night.
Let me guess, Seattle or London? Coin.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they had Nirvana playing throughout the entire time, so that's Seattle right there. It doesn't execute every second of its runtime perfectly. You don't say. But its sense of ambition and drive buoy its entire narrative, giving us a reason to get excited about the Batman at the movies once again.
No. Mm-hmm. Not even a little bit.
Critics, one-star reviews. You know you
make me wanna. Critics, one-star reviews. Critics, one-star reviews. And critics, one-star reviews. Critics, one-star reviews.
While the film has mostly been applauded, that, for me, was where the good stuff ended. First of all, it's interminable. 2 hours and 56 minutes, I mean, that is not necessary.
Not wrong.
Agreed.
Here's my favorite review of this section. The film I imagine Ricky Fitz would grow up to make after the events of American Beauty.
What the fuck?
But there wasn't a plastic bag floating along for 3 hours. That's the difference. That's a great comparison. Matt Reeves' meandering, faux, profound take on Batman spends its overlong runtime telling women to shut up and do as they're told or face the consequences. No.
Where's the lie?
Controversial opinion. A Batman movie should not be longer than The Godfather.
Amen.
Where's the lie?
It should be... Never mind. Mm-mm. You call it brooding. I call it irritating.
Well done.
Amazon, five-star reviews.
Amazon, five-star reviews. Amazon, five-star reviews come for you.
An absolutely brilliant film and the most faithful adaptation of Batman yet. A three-hour, brilliantly paced thriller.
You're waiting to take a shit.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the X-Lax to kick in. Might as well spend 3 hours.
I mean, it's like three. It's brilliantly paced if you're in school and they fire this up at 8:30 in the morning on a Monday.
Facts.
A brilliantly paced thriller that enters the upper echelon of comic movie adaptations. To me, only The Dark Knight rivals this movie. We need more adult, challenging, and creative comic movies like this, and less of the increasingly soulless cash grab Marvel movies that are now playing on nostalgia and gimmicks to sell tickets.
Hate for Marvel. Such hate.
So unnecessary.
This Oviedo solidifies that when they're done correctly, the Batman is the greatest hero in comics. I was in lockstep with 98% of what this reviewer had to say until this reviewer decided to use the word Oviedo.
I think my mind that blocked means. That out. I don't necessarily disagree. Batman might be one of the best superheroes, if not the best superhero.
No, it's funny. My buddy who's insanely Marvel fully admits A, Batman is the best, and B, has the best villain of all time, being the Joker, obviously. Spider-Man would be a second, but you put 10 kids and line them up and go, who's your favorite superhero? Batman's going to come out of their mouths first 6-7 times out of 10 without fail.
They'd all be wrong.
Oh,
kids here, usually are.
Here goes Logan's number one fucking blowjob giver lining up, putting some chapstick on. I really like this movie. The style of Batman, the Batman, reminded me of the 90s animated series and the Arkham games, much more down to earth with a dark, gritty Gotham.
I think every reviewer from this time forward should get punched in the face for saying gritty.
In the throat, right in the fucking throat.
I did have German text as well, but you need to go into your subtitle settings and change from German to English. Even if you leave the subtitles off, you need to do this. Once I switched it, that was fine for the whole movie. I think there's one or two scenes where the language is essential.
It's a very different kind of review than we've ever had.
Why do you think it made the cut? This is Batman fanboy shit. Seriously, I didn't like the idea of Pattinson playing the bat, like, at all. But, dude, he kills it. It's awesome. Do yourself a favor and watch it. I'm pumped for you right now. Next one. Get ready to hold your tits. Morbius is better. He's a Marvel legend. Wouldn't recommend, but would 110% recommend Morbius. The Morbster himself was so good. Signed, Jared Leto.
The Morbster.
What is he? The Rob Schneider copy. Yeah. Copy man. Copy Meister.
The Morbster.
Amazon 1-star reviews. You know you
make me wanna. Critics 1-star reviews. Critics 1-star reviews. And critics 1-star reviews. Critics 1-star reviews.
The Batman is a Hollywood snooze fest. Hollywood and its horrible movies that have been providing since the pandemic are just lining up in front of trash bins, getting ready for the old heave-ho. This is so bad that not just me, but my husband fell asleep during this disaster, and unfortunately, I was a sucker and paid the $29.99 for this waste of data space. This is one movie that was so boring, and it felt like we lost brain cells with this one. What was the storyline? Oh, that's right. They forgot one. And what you end up with watching is a poor and embarrassing saga of Hollywood trash at its best. No one can top Christian Bale and the Dark Knight movies. So just stop it already and make some decent entertainment again. Are there not any good ideas out there? No. That you have to be keep Lies. Making a reboot of old movies and then sucking at that also. Enough of this woke movie culture and get back to making movies that actually matter and entertain us. Netflix is out. Who will be next?
Wow. That was a lot.
Signed Ted Kaczynski Jr.
Wow.
Jesus.
The worst Batman movie ever made. Robert Patterson, as you like to call him, Crystal.
Thank you.
Also here. Should stick with being a vampire. Batman franchise has taken 10 steps backwards. Now, how can this person say that when Batman and Forever and Batman and Robin still roam the DVD bargain bins at Best Buy where Delvin Cox goes shopping every weekend? Yes, this is true.
I mean, listen, if you tell me to watch this movie or to watch even the Val Kilmer Batman, I'm watching Val Kilmer's Batman.
Nope.
I'm doing it.
No, thank you. All right. This is not Batman or of the Dark Knight series or Justice League. There's not much in the way of cool gadgets, no heroic arc, just a city brought low by the corruption of privileged white men and the scion of white privilege paying for the sins of their father. At first, Batman drives around on a motorcycle wearing a hoodie while carrying a bat suit in a backpack. His Batmobile, when he finally uses it, is just a souped-up muscle car with a rocket booster. Catwoman wears a beanie with strip cut out for her eyes, and the Riddler, a white male and therefore privileged despite growing up as a poor orphan, uses the internet to rally disaffected white men to strike against the forces of woke. Lots for progressives to cheer, nothing for the rest of us. Worse, it's predictable and boring.
You know, I don't think I understood that guy's politics. I thought he was going one way, and then he went another way, and I
am also confused. Mm-hmm. I don't think he knows.
You two and your sarcasm. Oh, Too bad you both found mates. Watching a plant grow would be more fun than the one I just watched. I would agree if that plant was from Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
This very Batman has as few high-tech weapons, only a pair of contacts that spy agencies would love to have, and spends more time on a motorcycle than in the Batmobile. Thank you. The world's greatest detective is reduced to screaming at the Riddler in jail and asking and pleading, "What have you done?" How is the Batman going to go toe-to-toe with Superman or any of the other DC superheroes?
Well, this Batman's not.
But he does have a green elixir that will magically revitalize him, much better than the super serum that created Captain America. And a Catwoman without whips but instead uses guns. Worst Batman story of all times.
Listen, it's really hard to be Michelle Pfeiffer with a whip.
Yeah, that's a
that's a real high
speaking of Batman's toys, how bulletproof is that suit? Like the pistol shots I could handle, but the point blank shotgun and then the bomb exploding, like, this for a guy who is still like kind of stringing together a superhero act, he's got an inside line on some body armor.
The real story should be, watch them because they have run out of stuff, Lucius Fox, the origin story, coming in 2028.
Listen, I'll watch the shit out of that. Yeah.
As long as Morgan Freeman is in it.
Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Guess these are the new woke versions of Batman. Tired of gender swapping and race swapping well-established characters, make your own up, preferably only reflecting true racism rather than created. Although to anyone with open eyes, this woke philosophy is racism, albeit in counter logic. Kevin Israel, here's one for you. Slow, boring, and free on HBO Max. What a waste of money. K.I., did Crystal Storm gut the sacred cow?
Oh, God.
I think she did. I agreed with everything she said. I think this movie was overhyped. I really enjoyed it on the first watching, and on the second watch, man, it just fell apart for me.
What score did you give again? 5.5?
4.5.
4.5. Okay.
Yeah, I think she really hit a lot of the nails on the head, and I agree. So for me, I think she did.
I think this was the Batman and Robin approach of gutting a cow. The two of you did an artful, borderline masterful job. I'll acquiesce, even though I gave it a 6.75. I like it. But there are flaws, and the runtime, excuse me, the editing is a goddamn war crimes at the Hague level of hatred for humanity.
Kudos to you, Crystal.
Very well, Crystal. Yes. Very good. Crystal.
Glad to show up and represent.
You know, okay. Representing whom?
Crystal. Duh.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I mean, that was obvious, but I didn't know if there was an ulterior motive. Crystal, tell the fine folks what you're up to, where we can find you, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. All you fine people should go listen to a good story. It's called Legacy, a Star Wars audio drama that drops every Tuesday. New app. I don't know when it's come out, but it drops every Tuesday. Wherever you get your podcast is an adult Star Wars story that tells the story of Larissa back when the Jedi turned Sith. It's got all kinds of cool shit in there, like cussing and sex and violence and family drama and all kinds of wonderful shit. So you should definitely check that out. You can go to chrisimagination.com for all the things that I am involved in, all the projects I do. I also write sci-fi novels. I've got a lot more stuff coming on. I'm a geek. I'm a gamer. You're welcome to hang out with me on Twitter at WriterStreamer. That's it. Hate on Batman. This Batman movie in particular, you guys, let's all just get together and let the hate flow through us, and we'll get on Twitter and talk about it. I'm here for you.
Do your Star Wars podcasts have a lot of vengeance in them?
Larissa Declan would be
Are you vengeance?
Shit out of this Batman.
Great. Kevin Israel, what are you up to, old chum?
You can check me out at kevinisrael.com for upcoming comedy dates. My album, The Struggle is Real, is out there, and you can get it on wherever you get the good audio stuff. And make sure to leave us a 5-star rating and a quick few sentence review on your podcast platform of choice. It matters. It means something to us. It makes us happy. It gives us a chance to interact with you, because Kevin Goatee loves to call out some of the best reviews we get. So if you want to go the extra mile, be creative with how much you love us.
I couldn't have said that better. That's why I let you do that. KevinGoatee.com for other shenanigans, general debauchery, and horseplay. Of course, GuttingTheSacredCow.com, the aforementioned GuttingTheSacredCow@gmail.com. Find us in the metaverse at the Joke Community Room. Working on, I know we're having a meeting next Tuesday to discuss what else that's going to entail. But after you're done snapping one off to Sasha Banks, whomever your favorite porn star of choice is, get yourself, what's that?
Sasha Banks, isn't she a wrestler?
Maybe. I'm not one of these guys who knows. I know like five porn stars by name and that's it. But the guys who can rip off like 25 names a row scare me. Not scare me. Calls for alarm. Israel has his black book right there. Well, let's see. Tonight we've got a date with Jenna Jameson, circa 1995.
Problem is I can't remember people's names. So
yeah. But check us out there at GTSC Podcast. And listen. Find us on YouTube, subscribe, all that good stuff. Why am I telling you the obvious? Thank you again, Crystal Storm, for coming on and dishing on why the Batman is just not all that, all what it's, you know, hyped up to be. And thanks again, everybody, for joining us and giving us an hour and change of your time every week and telling a friend, because that's how we make this train keep a chugging. We'll see you all later. Take care. Bye.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.